With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, there's a lot happening. Yesterday, the Atlanta City Council took public comment until roughly 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a lot. I have with me to talk about not only the extreme day yesterday at Atlanta City Council, but also to discuss what changes have been proposed, what changes have been made, and what more changes need to come. I work with Antonio Brown on a lot of projects, proud of his leadership. Atlanta Councilman Antonio Brown, good day. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Rashad. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, man. Thanks for always supporting me and lifting me up.
It's a pleasure to have you. So let's talk about this Herculean task yesterday of the council meeting. You all were up at least until 1 a.m. Why?
So we had, I believe it was close to 7 hours of public comment. And, you know, we have an obligation to the people to listen to them and to hear their concerns. So we listened and we stayed on, and once public comment concluded, we continued the task of moving our personal papers, which are our pieces of legislation that we are introducing to go through committee the following week, and any immediate papers we had after that. So a lot happened yesterday, and you know, I'm excited for the movement that are being made. Council member, Chairwoman Ide, actually, I was so proud of her. She introduced a paper yesterday that is reducing APD budget by 50% until there's a complete reform of public safety and restructuring it to a non-police force while addressing mental health, homeless, and community policing to rebuild trust between the local police and community. So I was just excited about the work she has done. I mean, she spent hours building out that paper, but I also introduced a paper around the Eight Can't Wait and banning the use of rubber bullets, banning the use of the ground grenades and militarized equipment being used on protesters. You know, I've been out here in this community and I've just seen a lot of this turmoil, you know, in my face, and it's just disheartening. So a lot of great things happened yesterday. Councilmember Dickens introduced a paper around the Atlanta Citizen Review Board, where he is requiring that they add additional members to the board, and the age range of those members have to be between 18 and 30 years old. So, you know, it was some powerful movements that took place to move us as a first step into a place of action.
There are some direct recommendations that be implemented by way of executive order rather than legislation, which legislation always takes a little longer, but I want to know your thoughts about it. I've always concluded that a cop who is a five-year cop is a different cop than the first day he was on the job. Okay. For the most part, police officers have to take a psychological evaluation before becoming a police officer, and then they may be required to take one after a report, an incident, a commanding officer requires it, but it's not routine. In other words, you don't have a regular maintenance of a psychological evaluation protocol. One recommendation that I would make is to make sure that officers go through a routine psychological evaluation either every 6 months or every year. What are your thoughts about that?
You're speaking magic to my ears, Rashad, because actually the paper that Chairwoman Ide, her and I worked till midnight last night, and we included that into the paper around the reforms that we're going to be requiring of our local police before we will release any of the budget of the 50% being held. They have to show us measures that they're going to be taking towards reaching a place for mental health evaluations. And I said biannually, but we want to give them the opportunity to weigh in on what they feel is possible. Maybe we could do it more than every 6 months to a year. You know, maybe it could be done every 3 months, but it was important that that was included into this legislation, as well as the community policing piece, Rashad. You know, me and you spoke on this show probably about 6 months ago around an initiative that Chief Shields and I worked on, installing a community police force where they were on foot patrols and bicycles off of MLK and Lowry for 3 months, 90 days. We were able to reduce crime in the area by 57% and reinstall trust back into the community, where the officers knew the community and the community knew the officers policing the area.
That's something we have to get back to, the fundamentals of police agencies being an expression of community rather than some police agencies being at opposition with the community. Let me ask you this question as well, Councilman. Would you support a measure that would mandate any officer who's involved in a deadly use situation, would you support them being mandated to take a lie detector test?
You know, I haven't really thought much of that, but I believe that, you know, whatever measures that we need to take to get to a place of justice for what has transpired, then I believe it's necessary, you know. And, you know, for me, you know, I've had a mixed experience from being on city council as a newly elected council member. You know, I think that, you know, people keep talking about, you know, kind of the tweet that I made around the mayor and council members, but we're all accountable for the black lives that have been lost in this city. Rayshard Brooks is not the only black life that has been lost. We've been losing black lives,
right,
and we're all accountable for that. And this is another thing I wanted to say, you know, when I initiated the community policing in my district, we had to pay officers time and a half. Time and a half, Rashad, just to take to be a part of the patrol unit, because no one wanted to do community policing. That can't happen anymore. Community policing needs to be.
Well, that's why you need new cops. You need a new breed of police. That's what you really need. You need new up-and-coming police officers who are indoctrinated to the idea of police reform and embrace it.
I agree. And we also need to further expand pre-arrest diversion. They need to be our non-policing unit in this city. They're already doing the work. They already have the infrastructure. We need to expand PAD, and we need to do it now, because they can come in and divert individuals that, you know, could be experiencing hardships, which is contributing to their situation of coming in contact with law enforcement, and they can divert them to care and services to keep them from entering into our criminal justice system. That's what we need to do now.
Well said. Councilman, what should people do? How can they not be powerless during this moment in time?
You know, I've been asked this question time and time again, because, you know, Rashad, you've been out here with these young people with me. And what I've said is, you got to get involved in the civic process. You need to know who your neighborhood association is. You need to know where it is, when they meet. You need to know about your neighborhood planning unit. You need to know how to get involved, how to engage in the decisions that are being made on your behalf, and you are not at the table. You need to engage. There is no reason why our young people are not registered to vote. You got to register to vote. People died for your ability to vote. And when you say your vote doesn't count, Rashad, you know firsthand, I won my runoff by three votes. Those three votes could have been anybody. So we need to get engaged. I'm tired of hearing people talk about it. Let's move into a place of action. Allow your action to be a reflection of your hurt and your anger and how you feel and channel that into something positive, like registering to vote, like getting involved in your community, like volunteering, like lifting up your neighborhood, cleaning up your neighborhood, registering your aunt, your cousin, your nephew, and even your grandma to vote if they ain't registered to vote. You have a relentless obligation to this city. You care about this city. You love this city. Show me you love this city.
Well said. Councilman Brown, I appreciate your time, and thank you for your leadership.
No, thank you, Rashad. I appreciate you.
All right. News and talk, 1380 WAOK.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.